If you know of Grammy-winning singer-songwriter and guitarist Ben Harper, it's probably from one of these songs.
If you don't light my fire, then don't come around, 'cause I'm gonna burn one down. 'Cause I always have to steal my kiss from you. I always have to steal my kiss from you. But she had diamonds on inside. She had diamonds on inside.
Harper often sings about love, but in his new album, out tomorrow, he also takes on social issues like police violence against African Americans. This is the title song, Call It What It Is.
He shot him in the back. Now it's a crime to be black. So don't act surprised when it gets vandalized. Call it what it is, call it what it is.
That's Call It What It Is by Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals. And Ben Harper joins us now to talk about the new album. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Jeremy. It's a pleasure to be here.
And it's great to have you. And I want to ask you about that song. What inspired you to write that?
Because you can't just sit and watch, can you? It's been a few years now, and I've spent a lifetime trying to make it better, trying to sing about it. Doing my part, keeping my side of the street clean.
Well, you actually have had a personal experience. You've talked about this before, but with the police. Could you tell us what happened?
Yeah, but you know what, man? The Department of Redundancy Department is, it's a risk with musicians. When you start repeating stories that are already kind of permeating the media, there's a fine line between sensationalism and staking a claim in the name of progress, and I wouldn't want to do the prior, but I have been a victim of police brutality on numerous occasions. But I'm not going to, you know, 20, 30 years from now, I'm not going to look at my kids are going to ask me, hey, Pops, what did you do about that when that was going on? And I want to be able to look them in the eye and say, I used my voice as a voice in the choir.
And we're heard by whom? Who do you want to hear this song?
As many people as you and I, Jeremy, can reach today and beyond.
Do you think, Ben Harper, that race relations have gotten any better under the Obama administration? We've got the first black president in the history of this country.
I don't think you can have a black president in the White House and not point to racial progress. I just think there is a problem in a specific area, especially in America, when it comes to race relations, regardless of who occupies the White House and what color they are. And it's incredible how caught up people do get with race when you had nothing to do with it. You were just born.
I want to ask you about another song on this album, because it's not as if this entire album is about race. It's called When Sex Was Dirty.
I remember when sex was dirty and the hair was clean. Was in a magazine.
Tell us about this song.
That song is somewhat of a autobiography of Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals, what we've come through in the time from our beginnings to now. You remember, too. I mean, how old are you, Jeremy?
I'm 33.
All right. I'm a little bit older than that, 46. And when I was 33, even, you would have never heard the phrase uttered, gay marriage. And look how far we have progressed. But remembering back when that would have been a dirty word, dirty phrase, mind you, the air was a little bit cleaner. So whether it's that part of the song or we made everything we have out of nothing at all way back when marijuana was against the law, and that also has changed quite a bit.
In a couple of states, at least. At this
point. And there's a wink and a nod in there for sure. But nonetheless, it's a whole heck of a lot different. I could recite the entire song, but when in doing so, it speaks of where we've come as a band, and it's a celebration of that as far as I'm concerned.
We were always outnumbered. We were always outmanned. Went down a road of ruin. But here we stand.
Now, you are the child of musicians.
I am.
As am I, by the way. But I decided, both my parents are classical pianists, and I made the decision not to go into the family business.
And as did my other 15 cousins.
Yeah. Well, why so did you decide to go into the family business? Your talent aside, as a person who's making a decision about what to do.
Because the seed was planted early, and it became a part of my permanent conscious and unconscious at a very young age in a way that informed me 24 hours a day.
And why the kind of music that you do now? Was there ever a question?
That also, for the most part, was not in question. Maybe I've even expanded on that in my own way, but for the most part, on any given day, it could have been Woody Guthrie or Stevie Wonder.
Hmm. Well, I ask you that in part because I want to play you a song that you did a long time ago that I heard when I was visiting Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, many years ago, and it was all over the place. You probably at this point know which song I'm going to play for you because it did hit the top of the charts in Brazil. But this is a song that you did with a Brazilian singer named Vanessa da Mata.
Boa sorte.
Boa sorte. Let's take a listen to a little.
Everything you want to give me.
Now, I fell in love with this song. And in fact, this was the period before you could just Shazam a song and figure out what it was. I had to try to figure out, based on the lyrics, what this song was. But once I found it, I just listened to it over and over and over again. What was it like to have a song like that that probably many people in the United States had never heard, but in Brazil, it was all over the place?
Brazil and Portugal. Huh. I'll tell you, and there is not a corner of either of those countries where you can't hum one note of that song and the person on the street will not sing it back to you in its entirety. I haven't been a part of a phenomenon like that outside of that song. And it's Girl from Ipanema almost. I mean, it's mad. It's mad. And I'm not touting my own wares. I mean, it would be nothing without Vanessa and Mario Caldado, the producer.
How did that happen?
She was a fan of mine. Working with Mario, and I had known Mario from East LA, and Vanessa mentioned to Mario that she'd like to do a duet. And so she and I went back and forth with words and ideas, and then went in and recorded it at Mario's place in East LA. And I was hesitant as to how English and Portuguese would fit together language-wise. And the way Mario cut that up, I was blown away.
Yeah.
I was so
they're
impressed.
Beautiful together.
It really works. I can't wait to. She and I have threatened to do a record together.
Record. Please do it.
Okay. All right. As long as Mario produces it.
Well, let's get back to this this current album. And another question I have, which is why, after a 7-year hiatus, you decided to come back together with the Innocent Criminals to do this.
Jeremy, it was something that was never off my mind, but I just got incredibly busy in that time, and it just extended the length of time that I thought that space would be as far as stopping work with the Innocent Criminals and then reconvening.
Well, let's play one more song from there. This is Pink Balloon. This is kind of a fun song.
She walks around with a pink balloon, and if you try to take it from her, your rent will come too soon.
Now, we read that your wife, Jacqueline, was the one who came up with that melody.
She did. She saw my process all day, every day, just humming into a device, trying to get the stuff down. Sometimes the songs come all at once, and that's those moments as a songwriter you cherish. But oftentimes they come in pieces, parts, bits, dribs, and drabs. So she'd see me always trying to catch the wind. And one time it hit her, you know. It took her a few months to play it for me, and she had it on her device for months, and then I got the nerve, pressed play, and scurried off. And there was this beautiful idea. And not to, you know, listen, I'll do anything in the world for my wife, except record a song that's not good. And it turned out it was great. I was so relieved. I was like, oh, this is incredible.
So people who have heard the songs that we've played here today, and also Steal My Kisses and Burn One Down, and it's quite a range. Where do you see yourself going next from this?
From this, I see another Innocent Criminal record. I see another Charlie Musselwhite record, and I see a record of just myself and steel guitar instrumentals.
A lot of work to do, Ben Harper.
A good amount, Jeremy.
Singer, songwriter, guitarist Ben Harper. His new album with the Innocent Criminals is called Call It What It Is. Ben Harper, great having you. Thank you so much.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
She ties it to her waist. She ties it to her wrist. And if you're lucky, she might let it go.